This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. Groundbreaking Israeli technology gifted to Aboriginal health centres. This sounds like an amazing story.
It is an amazing story, and an amazing part of this amazing story is this technology. And I have to say, I've actually seen it in action in Israel a year or two ago, before lockdown, that is.
Right.
And what it is, it's an Israeli company called ORCAM, as in O-R-C-A-M. And its technology, it's a device to assist visually impaired people who can't hear at all. And the way it works, simply but amazingly, is that if a person is wearing glasses, someone who's visually impaired, they're wearing glasses, and they attach this device magnetically to the frames of their glasses, and it's a small thing. It looks like a small piece of cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a couple of inches long, and they attach it magnetically to their glasses. And that device reads out what is in front of them. So if they're sitting in a restaurant, they hold the menu up in front of this thing, and the menu will say, you know, spaghetti bolognese, $25. And it'll actually read the menu. If they're walking in the street, it'll say red light, and so they know there's a red light. And I've seen this in action. I mean, it is incredible.
And that is really life-altering. That is unbelievable.
It is life-altering, and like I say, I've seen it in action, and I was with a delegation in Israel where representatives of ORCAM, this company, came and presented it, and you just sit there and watch, and you think, oh, my God. And so in a wonderful gesture, the Israeli embassy here in Canberra has donated a number of these devices to Aboriginal health centres. And in a part of the world where conditions are really tough and unforgiving. And so, you know, bringing something like this to anywhere, but in particular part of the world where there isn't necessarily internet, and you don't need internet for this to happen, by the way, that's also amazing. So it's just a great gesture and a phenomenal invention.
Absolutely unbelievable. Wow, what an incredible thing. Not so incredible. Sydney University SRC says any corporation that sides with Israel is no friend of the students. What is wrong with SRCs around the world? Goodness.
It is pretty shocking, and a background, and a really unfortunate background. University of Sydney is the oldest university in this country, and If anyone were to visit it, it's magnificent buildings going back over 100 years and old English, and you can just imagine. Sadly, for the last little while, as in 5 years, 10 years and more, it has not been a very happy place for Jewish students, despite the fact that there are vast numbers of Jewish students there and always have been, and faculty. And so just a couple of days ago, this is following in the wake of the BDS boycott of the Sydney Festival that we've spoken about. The SRC passes a motion saying, quote, what you just said, any corporation that sides with Israel is no friend of students. Now, AUJUS, which is the Australian Union of Jewish Students, like your SAUJUS, obviously representing Jewish students on all campuses here, has now formally written to the Vice-Chancellor to request a meeting to say that this is alienating Jewish students, obviously the inherent connection to Israel, etc. So it's very concerning, and the Jewish students and all just together with the formal leadership of the community is not taking this lying down, but as I say, has now formally requested a meeting with the Vice Chancellor and to see what can be done. But having said that, it's, you know, the SRC is a democratically elected body, and if they pass this motion, they cannot be instructed to reverse the motion, but it's very concerning, and certainly the Vice Chancellor or the leadership of the university can make clear that this is a hugely divisive and appalling state of affairs, and to put pressure on them to say you really need to rethink what you're doing and alienating a significant cohort of your student body.
Terrible. Really, really upsetting. It's upsetting news. Australia selects 560 strong team for the Maccabiah Games.
Indeed, and that's a massive number. Actually, huge. The Maccabiah Games are coming up, huge, coming up in July, and not only 560 athletes across 20 different sports, but a massive support delegation of another 600 is also estimated to accompany the 560 athletes who will be going, and a quite a nice South African, former South African connection. Three of those who are going are brothers who played first division soccer, football, the round game in Johannesburg way back when. And I'm talking, and anyone who knows, who's following sport, and their names are Michael Russell and Jonathan Pillemer. And they played, I think it was in the Wits, if that's what the league was called. But way back when in Johannesburg, they all played first division football. What's amazing is that one of the brothers, Jonathan Pillemer, this will be his ninth consecutive Maccabiah Games. Ninth. I mean, he's 55 years old. He began going there first time around when he was all of 21. And both of his brothers are also going. So the three brothers will be playing together for Maccabiah Games. And even to add insult to injury in the nicest possible way, one of their nephews will also be playing at the Maccabiah. And so you'll have at least four Pillemers, three brothers, and a nephew, all playing soccer. And as I said, the three brothers, their fourth consecutive games, one of them his ninth consecutive games. So amazing sportsmen, these Pillemer people.
Absolutely incredible. Really, really amazing. The other story I wanted to ask you is, and I know it's not an Australia story, but it's certainly linked, that I started seeing more reports about Malka Leifer's father-in-law being charged with sexual assault. Has that become a big story in Australia, even though it happened in Israel?
No, it hasn't. It sort of came and went. Two stories which did make their way into the mainstream media, but they were both sort of one-offs, as it were, and then sort of came and went. And it hasn't actually attracted attention. I think it was because it was her father-in-law. It was kind of one step removed, and so no, it hasn't attracted attention. Whereas the Malka Leifer story itself attracted a lot of attention, and in the headline news.
All right, the line is not a good one. Just what is the latest in terms of that case?
Politicians, etc. But that one did not. It was basically just.
Well, Vic, the line is a very, very bad one. I want to.
The hearing within a couple months.
All right, and that was Vic Aladev. We, of course, are following the Malka Leifer story as well as some of the other stories.